From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Latin America and the Caribbean have so far avoided the scarier level of COVID-19 infection seen in Europe, Asia, and the U.S., but the region's numbers are starting to jump, and hemispheric health experts today had a warning for one country in particular. In the past week, the world for the first time has seen tragic images of the new coronavirus pandemic coming out of Latin America. Most alarming is the situation in Ecuador. Its sudden outbreak of COVID-19 deaths is so overwhelming that corpses have lined sidewalks in the port city of Guayaquil. Dr. Carissa Etienne directs the Pan American Health Organization in Washington, D.C.
In just 7 days, we witnessed cases and deaths more than doubling. The pandemic is accelerating rapidly, and the situation is going to get worse before it gets better.
Brazil has the most cases in Latin America, more than 12,000, and its deaths have tripled since last week to almost 600. Health officials say Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has been too dismissive of the crisis. Etienne says she's also worried about another leader, Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega. Nicaragua is seeing its first cases, but Ortega is widely accused of ignoring, if not scoffing, at global guidelines for reducing coronavirus transmission.
We also are concerned about the response to COVID-19 in Nicaragua for the lack of social distancing, the convening of mass gatherings, testing, the reporting of cases, inadequate infection prevention and control.
Pan American officials said they're poised to get 1.7 million more COVID-19 tests to the region. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.